I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I spend a fair amount of time trying to imagine what we belong to, what we earthlings are a part of. I'm satisfied that the universe is infinite and unknowable. But I like taking stabs at what the logic of it might be pointed toward. Right now, I like the idea that we are pieces of the single atom that exploded into infinite particles at the moment of the Big Bang. We are traveling outward on our own, gathering knowledge and experience until the time comes when our outward momentum, the momentum by which the universe is expanding, decides to contract. At that point, we'll begin collecting ourselves again, all of us returning to become the unified particle from which we all emerged. But wait, how can that happen if I don't accept you, if there are borders in place to keep you out? Or if you can't abide me, if what I represent is abominable to you? How can we make something together if we don't make sense to each other? This is, I suspect, right at this very moment, the larger work of the universe, to accept and even to embrace its infinite, disparate, and contradictory parts. We are part of that disparity, and the work belongs to us. Today's poem, New World Orchestra, by Ed Roberson, feels at home in that region of my imagination. Fable-like in tone, the poem describes a symphony composed to be played on clay jars. The jars resemble animals, people, and fantastical hybrids of the two. There is a different musician responsible for each note these many instruments play, a multitude. The whole scene is dreamlike, otherworldly. And it excites me for the huge gathering it represents. It gives me the feeling of all of history, all of life, converging together in strange, glorious harmony or cacophony, or maybe both. New World Orchestra by Ed Roberson. The definite number of notes in the symphony to be played each had a jar. Fired clay, but in all different shapes, one for each note. A condor, a lizard, a monkey, a mouse, a woman with birds for hair, a man with conch feet. All were blown over a hole in odd spots of their design. Different patterns on a fish blew a different tone within the range of fish notes, and the same applied to all the animals. Each song had its particular orchestra and order of breathing that exhaled the note each player blew like an answer to his name in a roll call, all going down the list for each note for each jar. Most of the soundings together had other jars, as in fish with heron, pig with snakes sorts of grouping, which together made a body that spoke its voice on internal meaning. The whole history and literature of the people of the jars was in their playing. When the people suddenly disappeared, nobody remembered why all these jars were full of holes and could carry nothing. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. Follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at @SlowdownShow. The Slowdown is written by me, Tracy K. Smith. It is produced by Jennifer Lai with Tracy Mumford. Our music is by Alexis Cuadrado. Engineering by Corey Schreppel and John Miller. Production assistance by Chrissy Pease and Brenna Everson.
Happy Poetry Month. Listeners of The Slowdown are invited to celebrate with a discounted subscription to Poetry Magazine. For $20, subscribers receive 10 book-length issues of poetry sent right to their doors, plus unlimited access to the Poetry Magazine app and all of its goodies, back issues, and audio recordings of poems. Subscribe today at poetrymagazine.org/theslowdown to receive this special offer.